Hi, Rusty. It's Philip. I'm taking a look at your vocal range, female vocal range assignment. And it looks pretty good. I see you were confused because I asked for three female characters. Generally speaking, I was looking for like an example of a soprano or a higher voice, an example of a mezzo middle voice, an example of an alto or bel voice. So you didn't need to, instead of profiling every woman in a show, it would be just like finding me an example of each of these and take a look at their repertoire. So that is why I asked for three, but all four is fine. That's totally fine. And I appreciate your comments and you're looking at them. The ranges are fine. It's really interesting that the ranges don't differ very much between like the Baker's Wife and Cinderella, but the color of their sound is substantially different. In the tessitura, I appreciate that you're looking at generally about a fifth or so. Some people have a real hard time understanding that question, so I hope that made sense to you. I maybe would say that Cinderella's tessitura sits just a step or two higher than that. But I know it's a weird role, honestly, because a lot of it lies right in that talk sing space of on the steps of the palace. But then she does have higher moments. And that's always the case with tessitura. It should be the bulk of where the role is, and then things sit above or below it. So all this looks good. It looks like you have a good sense of that. And the colors that I was looking for, it seems like you have a good sense of that. And you said you didn't really understand what kinds of musical uses does the composer have for each. Here's an example from the world of the opera, in case you're familiar with that, but like the role of Juliet in Gounod's Romeo and Juliet, Juliet's a soprano. She's a young girl. She's a soprano. At the same time, actually, maybe that's not the best example. Violetta in Tosca is a soprano. At the same time, the leading woman in Carmen is an alto, or a mezzo soprano. So, how does the composer use it? Well, the composer of Carmen Bizet wants a lustier kind of lower sound, and that's, as opposed to having the higher tessitura and colors of a soprano. The weird one in that case is the Barber of Seville, where the role can be sung. It was written to be sung by mezzo, but also could be sung by soprano, and there's some key changes. So what that means in terms of the musical theater then is take a look at a Rodgers and Hammerstein show traditionally, where the soprano is the leading role, like Laurie in Oklahoma, but then the mezzo is the comedic role, like Ato Annie. That gets changed around a bit based on the commercial aspects of the musical theater. For example, the singer Mary Martin wanted to do The Sound of Music. So the leading role, Maria, was written to be a low mezzo. And the soprano role in that case becomes the secondary, what would be the comedic role, but in fact it's the Mother Superior singing Climb Every Mountain. So it gets warped and changed by how it's cast or star power and stuff like that in the musical theater. But if you're writing sort of just generally across the board, then you'll probably have more of that distinction. For example, Sarah in Guys and Dolls versus what's her name? Niagara Falls. Adele, is that her name? Oh, she has the funniest comedic song in music theater repertoire, and I can't remember her name this morning, but she sings that a person can develop a cold as the comedic mezzo role. Even though, honestly, mezzo sopranos could still sing the lead, Sarah, because it's not that high. It's not dealt with that high. What makes Into the Woods unique, though, is the fact that you have multiple sopranos. Cinderella and Rapunzel. Rapunzel, very minor role, but still sits up over the top of the ensemble. And then Cinderella, that also does that, but then as a leading character, has that smaller tessitura range that is used a lot in her main songs. So that's an interesting thing. And of course, in general, composers write for bigger ranges because singers actually have them. And MI wants you to think a little more condensed in range so that it's easier to transpose or find singers in casting. And that's a really good point. So all these things are important to consider. But it is interesting to look at this and find out what is the use of it. For example, villain. What is a villain? And that might be the witch in this case. And often they are lower voices, as she is. But of course, we understand in Into the Woods that we don't really have the archetypal villain in the same way that we might in other shows. So I hope that makes sense. I think you make really good observations. Is there a voice that doesn't fit into one of these types? Yeah, that can happen. So something, again, to be looking at as you're thinking about how to use women's voices, similarly with men, which I'm sure you're working on now. So anyway, I'm going to get back to you, and I hope all that makes sense. If not, reach out to me, and I will look forward to your next assignment. Take care, Rusty.